Hey, everybody. Hey. This is going to be another 10 minutes with Rhino. I guess that's what we're going to call these things, these audio process stories. It's kind of like my journal. Here we are here. Day two of drum tracking. The 4th of February, 2021. I did a little process story-reno 10 minutes with Rhino last night, late, and now I'm doing another one here during the next night. Another day of drum tracking. I did takes 10 through 25 today, moving the cameras around, and kind of really getting in sync with this demo that I cut yesterday. It's got some problems. I've noticed that it's a little out of time in some spots. I got it. I know where it's out of time, but it's always that thing with the click track. It's like, if something's out of sync, it's like, well, which thing are you going to rely on going forward? You know, like, what's the most important thing in the landscape? I was also setting up, I also had the old, cameras going, which is a whole nother level of care that is required and frustration. It's like every time I want to do a take, I got to set these cameras off and I'm piping the headphone mix to each camera, but like yesterday's footage was like, didn't have any audio on it. So it's like, oh my God, I'm glad I ran sync clapper boards on all this crap, you know, which means I got to start every take off with like 15 extra seconds before I'm required to start performing the music so that I can get all the cameras going and get the audio recording in Pro Tools and then make the sync mark for the audio that's being recorded in Pro Tools and then have the number correspond to the thing on the board so that the audio or so that the cameras all have a sync mark. And it's dude, you get all those things going, you've just hit record three times on three different devices. And then if you blow the take right away, which is like classic Rhino, because I haven't been playing drums, of course. So it is a bit of a headache. I've had moments of bliss in there where I know everything's perfect and this is exactly what I want. So I'm just continuing forward. But I'm just collecting so many drum takes now that I'm just going to have another 2 days of just sifting through this mess. But that's what this is. That's what I'm giving over to with this whole thing, with my new renewed view on music making and process, telling you about right now, this very thing, the fact that I'm recording this stream of thought onto my phone is part of the music making, the mess. Dealing with mess is the joy of it. Much like the sculptor artist Christo putting a canvas over a canyon or covering a building, he made the getting the approval from city council and all of those seemingly non-creative moments part of it. And it has to be, or else I'm basically spending 90% of my time doing things that aren't music. I mean, this is the dilemma I think that every DIY musician faces. It's like, how much of my time am I willing to divide away from songwriting and artistry of the song? How much is I'm willing to divide up to learn how to use Instagram in the new way that Instagram is being used, you know? Like 4 years ago, what the hell was an Instagram story? Now I got to know all about this story issue. It's like, and they keep changing it. And I don't know if they're making anything better. I just think they're just changing it. I think that what it is somebody needs a job. Somebody needs a job, and that job is to change things. Good gulp of water changes everything for me. All right, I know that I'm not done with these drum takes. I know it. I mean, it took just an hour for me to bounce all these ones off so I could listen to them on the go. But what I'm going to do is, because I love coffee so much, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and I may watch a little bit of the Suns game that I missed on the 3rd with the Pelicans. And fast forward, maybe I'll just watch the 4th quarter because they seem to win and lose every game in the last 5 minutes. And then I'm going to listen to these drum takes. I'm going to make some notes on what to do. And then I guess tomorrow, the 5th, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to finish tracking up these drums. I'm going to take all these mics off the drums when I'm done so that I know I'm done with the drums And that'll be something to know, at least. And then I guess the next thing I gotta do is the vocals. So if I can get all the drums tracked tomorrow and then maybe even get the vocals set up with all the cameras all set up, maybe on Saturday I can come in here and steal some more time away from being a good husband for my music.